With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is touting what he calls the most successful first 100 days of any administration in the history of our country. President held a huge rally last evening in Warren, Michigan, saying he has ushered in the most secure border in American history.
The number of illegal border crossers released into the United States is down, listen to this please, 99.999%.
Mr. Trump also says prices for many things are coming down. Quoting the president, gasoline prices are down by a lot. Energy prices are down. He also says that mortgage rates and prescription drug prices are heading in the right direction. And Mr. Trump announcing some new fighter jets for a Michigan Air National Guard base.
Before holding a rally marking 100 days in office, the president stopped by Michigan's Selfridge Air National Guard base with this announcement.
Very soon, we will replace the retiring A-10 Warthogs with 21 brand-new F-15 EX Eagle II fighter jets, the best in the world.
The announcement allayed fears that the base could close, and it delivered a win for Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president easing some of his 25% tariffs on cars and car parts. The Catholic Church in Oklahoma wants taxpayers to fund an online charter school that is, quote, faithful to the teachings of Jesus Christ. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in that case today. Legal experts say a ruling from the High Court allowing public money to flow directly to a religious school almost certainly would lead to others. A deadly scaffolding collapse at a construction site in Port Arthur, Texas. Three workers were killed, two others injured. On Wall Street, Dow futures 38 points higher, NASDAQ futures 90 points lower. This is SRN News. A church associated with Martin Luther King Jr. has burned.
Claiborne Temple in downtown Memphis, which was the organizing point for King's final campaign in 1968, caught fire early Monday morning and suffered significant damage. Fire officials say the inside of the building is a total loss, but the facade might be able to be saved. King came to Memphis to support some 1,300 mostly black sanitation workers who went on strike to protest poor treatment and a dangerous workplace environment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration says University of Pennsylvania violated laws guaranteeing women equal opportunities in athletics by letting a male swimmer compete on the women's team and use female locker rooms and bathrooms. The administration statement focuses on Leah Thomas, a man who is living as a woman who competed for the Ivy League school in 2022. He is the first openly transgender athlete to win an NCAA Division I title. This is SRN News. Personnel changes, a presidential prerogative.
President Donald Trump has dismissed many former President Joe Biden nominees to the United States Holocaust Memorial Council. That includes Doug Emhoff, the husband of former Vice President Kamala Harris. Emhoff, who is Jewish and led the Biden administration's efforts to combat anti-Semitism, criticized Trump's action. He said, "Let me be clear. Holocaust remembrance and education should never be politicized." Since taking office in January, Trump has moved to fire many Biden appointees across the government. Biden also dismissed some Trump carryover appointees after he entered the White House in 2021, but at a far smaller scale, most notably 18 appointees named to the U.S. Military Academy boards. Haya Punjwani, Washington.
Residents of Chatham, Illinois, mourning the loss of three children and one teenager killed when a vehicle slammed into a building that hosts a popular after-school camp. More details at SRNNews.com.